Hey guys, it's Shauna McKenzie, founder of Best Kept Self, with your Monday morning pep talk. You guys know that I am a huge advocate of seeking feedback. Feedback is growth, and any time that you can collect and gather input about your systems, your process, your audience, whatever it is that you're doing within your business, the faster you can reach that success point or that milestone. Well, recently I embarked on my own solicitation process regarding a landing page that I had created for a certain product. And I solicited to one of those websites where you can get user-generated feedback based on what that website looks like. And these are all totally random people. I had no say over the demographic, but I was able to get 7 responses. And I want to read one of them to you, because when you solicit feedback, you can end up down a path that can sometimes be somewhat negative. So the very first feedback that I got, the first feedback assessment that I got, was from a 62-year-old woman who said, "I think it's an interesting concept and one that I would not be interested in, one that I would be interested in if I was that kind of person, which I am not. Yuppie types would like it. I do not care for the music on the video. I watched the whole thing. I do not like the heavy use of red in the website. That irritates me. Personally, I could not relate to the woman in the video. I guess this would appeal to soccer mom types, so the fact that I don't like it probably means it's on target. I am always on the lookout for self-improvement tips that I can use in my life, but I don't have this problem, so it's hard for me to relate. I have a major disconnect with the super success and money power-oriented people that are earning 6 figures and raising a family, or having others," all in capital letters by the way, "raise their family. So I would not find this appealing, but that is not to say that all those other superficial soccer mom types wouldn't, and there are a lot of those." And that was just half of the assessment that I got, and that was number one. So I read that one first, followed by 6 more assessments of this landing page that I submitted. Now, lesson here. First, I read it and was a little bit in shock. Now, obviously, I can kind of laugh at that, but whenever we get feedback, we need to allow ourselves the space to receive it. So the first thing is that when you solicit feedback, I hope you do it in a way where when you get it, you have time to sit with it independently and in isolation. Because there was about 7 stages of emotions that I went through when I read that first feedback assessment. And then the second thing is just to simply remember that when you solicit for feedback, it is not to get things that you want to hear. When you solicit feedback, you are getting perceptual truth. So, meaning that person's truth is not necessarily my truth. Just like all 7 of these users gave me 7 totally different kinds of feedback assessments, this one being one of the most unique ones that I read. So this is this woman's perceptual truth. So when you get it, you have to remember that this is not about hearing what you want to hear. That's why you're soliciting this feedback in the first place. It's to get information that you can take from or not take, but gain more understanding in terms of how people are perceiving your product. Now, I want to walk you through some steps to make sure that this doesn't hinder you, because I've seen people solicit feedback and then they don't know what to do with it, and it actually ends up hurting them in the long run. So the first thing, like I said, is to remember that this is not to hear what you want to hear. This is a person's perceptual truth. So now you need to ask yourself, is this my truth, or is it relevant to my truth of what it is that I'm putting out there? Now, I was able to go through there and go, okay, you know what? She's seeing power. She's seeing super success. Is that kind of truthful? Well, yeah, this particular product is about success. It is about more empowerment in my mind than the power she's talking about. But if she touched on that, then you know what? I guess I'm doing an okay job there. And the second thing is, you don't want to overanalyze it based on one assessment. So if you do get something that's a bit extreme, which I would categorize this one as, then you want to continue to seek others, which is why I embarked on 6 other people, not just stopping at this one. Because could you imagine if I just changed and made changes based on this one assessment, what that would do for me in a negative way? So you want to make sure that you don't just get one assessment of something, especially if it's that extreme. You want to make sure you get a bulk of different kinds of assessments. Now, the other thing is, you want to also give it some time. So like I said, make sure you get this feedback in some sort of place where you have the time to fully understand, because the first thing you're gonna do is react to it. And that is a completely normal response. It is okay to feel a little bit stung, but you need to be able to react first, shake out all the emotions, and then get to the bare bones practicality side of it. And then the very, very last thing in terms of getting feedback is to make sure that you split test that feedback. So when you do get it and you want to make some changes, I would strongly recommend that you do a change, but keep the original one and actually run a test on them when possible, or an A-B split is what they call that. And make sure that that change is actually valuable and relevant to your audience and your end goals. All right, that's it. Thanks for letting me share my incredibly extreme feedback as an example. And again, just know that it's okay to feel a little disgruntled whenever you get something like that, because you can't please everyone and that shouldn't be your goal. So the fact that I can read this and kind of laugh it off and go, you know what, it's not for her, that's great, but I know even more clearly who the specific product is for, and that's wonderful. Now, the second thing you need to do is go ahead and click the subscribe button to this channel, subscribe to our YouTube right now to get this video and several others. We're uploading webinars every week, and I have a fabulous webinar live coming up this Wednesday night, so I'm including the link in here. It is the Yes Diet, how to regain freedom from your business through a guilt-free no. So link is below. It's totally free. Wednesday night. Sign up for that as well. We'll chat with you next week.